Blog Talk Radio. Listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection, like we do every single year, of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P platform. And I'm excited to get today's guest on. He's a fantastic defensive back from Central Arkansas. He was invited to the NFLPA game. He's a two-time All-MAC standout. It's Central Arkansas, Tre'Mon Smith. Tre'Mon, we appreciate you sharing your day with us. What's it like knowing that your teammates are going to be preparing for spring football in a few weeks and you're getting ready for the draft?
It's real good. I've been going to their practices ever since I've been back from Baton Rouge. And I've been watching them, coaching them up, giving them little tips and tips, what I showed them, what I learned, and just help them out.
Nice, nice. And I'm curious, man. You know, I've been reading about you, finding out what I can. And that quarterback background out of high school, I mean, how many other schools were looking at you to play quarterback, and how did you decide to be a DB at Central Arkansas?
Well, I talked to a few schools in the OVC about quarterback, but they weren't too big on my height. You know, I was right under 6 foot, so they were just like, well, because I played receiver also in high school, so they were just like, we'll try you out at slot. But you can see how much of an athlete I was, and I got the defensive back because the defensive coordinator recruited me from Central Arkansas. He's from around my area, and He just said, I can do so much on offense, you know, I'd be pretty good at corner. And just tried it out. I started loving it and excelled at it.
Nice, nice. Now, Tre'Mon, young kid, if you played Pop Warner, Pee Wee, were you kind of the kid better than everybody else? Were you scoring 3 or 4 or 5 touchdowns every game?
Oh, yeah, I averaged like a good 4. I was playing running back a lot. That's all I played during Pop Warner. So got the ball as much as I could
Awesome stuff. I'm sure that brings back memories. So, Tre'Mon Smith, Pop Warner, who did you pretend you were when you were running that football? I'm sure you probably had a hero, somebody that you looked up to that was in the National Football League, Ben.
Okay, yeah, I got number 24 a lot just because this was back when Cadillac Williams was at Auburn. I looked up to him a lot, and then I played defense also, and on the defensive side, I was really looking up to Eric Berry on the defensive side when he was at Tennessee.
Awesome.
So that's the two main guys I looked up to.
Cool stuff. Once again, Tre'Mon Smith, Central Arkansas, All-American, two-time All-Southland DB as well. The kid brings it each and every week, and that's why he reached those accolades, and that's why we're talking to him as he makes his path towards this next level. If you miss any of this show with him, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, you simply type in Tre'Mon Smith, NFL Draft Blast follows it, and this link will appear. I ask all the guys that come on the show, I mean, when does it sink into you personally? I mean, you arrive at college, you're doing your thing on Saturday, you start thinking about playing in the NFL on Sunday, Tre'Mon. When does that kind of start to really become reality to you that you have a shot?
I have to say these past few months, I was training with Ryan Clark up there at Traction in Baton Rouge. So me just literally waking up 8 in the morning, going to the facility and not leaving the facility until like 3 in the afternoon, just putting in all that hard work, working out 3 times a day, you know, changing up the different workouts. And those NFL guys that came in, just being around them, that's when it really started to make me. And I'm just like, okay, well, now it's my time. Like, this is what I've been preparing for my whole life. And I feel like being up there in Baton Rouge really helped me throughout this process. And being around Ryan Clark, he shared a lot of knowledge with us. And being around Mo, I learned a lot. And I'm pretty sure it was when I was in Baton Rouge, that's when it finally clicked in.
That's awesome. And for you, I mean, you know, you're in the film room with some NFL scouts. They're breaking down some tape. Let's kind of start talking about the characteristics and abilities that you bring to the defensive back position where teams are going to take a shot on you.
I have to start with my – I think my ball skills is pretty much pretty good. And I just – being able to follow a receiver, just really taking pride in having an island out there at the cornerback position and locking up the guy who's lined up in front of me.
That's nice. Anything go unnoticed? I mean, it could be the defense you ran where you could have showcased other skills at DB, maybe blitzing the quarterback, could be team captain, weight room warrior. Maybe you're a film junkie. I mean, what are some of the things that these scouts need to know that they can't pick up on tape?
I played just strictly corner in college throughout my 4 years. I didn't get to play the nickel and safety and traveling around like most, you know, DBs would do. But I know, like, you can still get back there at safety if you want to. I can cover a lot of the field and nickel duck. I can come off the edge, blitz. I'm always watching film, so, like, I pick up – I'm good with picking up tendencies from the quarterback, the receivers there, how they line up. It's just a little thing like that I pick up on.
Cool. Now, how about this one, Tramon? So, I'm lining up against you right now, 3rd and 8. I'm talking some smack to you. What are you going to say back to me?
I used to be the talking coach, but I just wasted a lot of breath, and I did better at not talking back, so I just let my play do the talking. But I will give you a celebration at the end after I stop you.
I love it. That's great stuff, man. Once again, Tramon Smith, one of the standout all Southland defensive backs, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. Some Central Arkansas fans are definitely going to see him doing his thing in the secondary, one of the true shutdown corners of the conference, and he's making his path towards this next level, and he's kind enough to share his time with us this evening to kind of reveal all the qualities and traits that can place him in the National Football League. For you, do you get comparisons? I mean, do family and friends say, hey, you know, we're watching the Monday night game, and when we see such and such guy, it kind of reminds us of you?
They kind of say, like, they just do it more off the look. So, like, they see a guy with dreads, you know, my mama and my grandma and all them, they don't know too much about football. So they don't say, like, Sherman a lot. I'm just like, well, I mean, well, yeah, he's 6'2", though, so. It ain't too. It's just the drills they pretty much looking at.
You know, and I'm glad you brought that up because I see so many different heights and weights over the internet. And when we always get the guys on the show, we'd love to ask. I mean, what is your height weight right now?
Right now, I'm 5'11" and I'm weighing in at 197.
Awesome. Is that your usually playing weight, or have you bulked up, or have you kind of shed down getting ready for pro day and stuff?
I bulked up a lot actually these past last 3 months. I was my senior season, I was playing right around 192 and 193 mainly.
Okay.
But now that I put on the weight, I put on some good weight. You know, I've been eating real healthy, just going out throughout this whole process, working out hard 3 times a day, and I just put on some real good weight, and I don't even feel the difference between my 193 and 197 right now. So that's pretty good.
All right, so it's fair to say you've popped the shirt off and checked yourself out in the mirror a little bit, seeing the results over the last few months then, right?
Oh, yes, sir, I have to. And then when I came back in town, everybody was just saying how much bigger I got. And, you know, I didn't let that get to my head too much, so.
Cool, man. How about Pro Day? You know, when is it? And, I mean, are you Central Arkansas Pro Day? Or are you going anywhere else?
Well, I actually have one tomorrow at Ouachita Baptist. It's an hour away from Conway, where I play college football. And then the one at UCA is March 27th. So I'm kind of going – I'm not going too back-to-back, but I have two upcoming, and I'm really excited to crush it.
Oh, man, that's awesome. So tomorrow you got a pro day. Man, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Man, I can't
– Oh, yeah.
Man, well, we really, really appreciate you stopping by the show now, man. You know, oh, that's great.
Oh,
so
yeah,
really.
Yes, sir, I'm real pumped for it. You know, I've just been training for these past 3 months, like I said, and I ain't been more ready than I ever will be in my life, and I'm just ready to show up and do the thing I've been doing my whole life, which is playing football.
Oh, that's awesome, man. I can't wait. I can't wait to find out how it goes. And I'm going to have to make sure I shoot you a good luck text in the morning to make sure the day goes right for you. I mean, now, I know you guys, everybody that does these pro days, you guys all want to have the best day possible, break every record. But, I mean, is there one particular, might be a few of them, but is there one particular drill that you really think you're just going to wow these guys, you know, maybe, you know, really, really top off the charts?
Well, I've been talking to my agents, and he was the scouts he's been talking to was saying that I'll run what I was running my 40, and they said some high time like a 4.55 or something like that. So I can't wait to prove them wrong and turn them heads tomorrow.
Nice, nice. That's the way to do it, man. Especially if they're expecting something slower and you kind of wow them, it just makes it. You know, if you're a 4.4 guy and they expect you to run 4.4, when you run 4.4. It's just kind of,
it's not that exciting.
But if they think you're a 4.5 guy for it and you run a 4, just say you run a 4.47, then they're like, oh, wow, that's just that. You're right. You may turn heads, man. Bless you.
Yeah.
Get a good, nice rest.
And when it's a little bit lower than that 4.47, they'll really turn their heads in.
That's awesome, man. Oh, man, I'm fired up, man. I'm excited for you. Well, man, I tell you what, Bubba, I could talk to you for another hour, but I know you got a lot to do. But before we let you go, we always like to shoot a couple off-the-wall questions your way. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Oh, yeah.
All right, now, if you can, all right, here we go. If you can invite any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to invite to dinner?
Kendall Jenner.
Kendall Jenner, there you go. Very nice. I think that's the first first time we got her. I love when we get a new name. You made my day by doing that. So I'm gonna all my good luck. I'm gonna put on your pro day tomorrow since you gave me a new name. Because I get Beyonce, Rihanna, Megan Good. Beyonce, Rihanna, Megan Good.
Yeah, see, I was thinking Beyonce, but I didn't want to be like everybody else.
There you go, man. Yeah, be your own man. Be your own man. How about this one,
yes,
Coach Morris? Does anybody on that team do a great impersonation of Coach Morris, and what they do in front of him?
Yeah, we have a few guys that do a good impression on our coach. We got some new coaches this year also, so they make it a little tougher. I ain't been around them enough to know their impersonations yet, so.
I like it. And how about this one, nicknames. Did your teammates have a nickname for you?
Yes, sir. They call me One Way because, you know, I was number one.
Okay.
So it'd be like One Way, like the street time.
Cool. I like that. That's a good nickname, man. You got a good karma about you, Tremont.
Appreciate it.
I'm telling you, I love it. I love it. And the final question, man, before we let you go, and if there was a way I could do it, I would do it for you. But unfortunately, I can't. But if we could. Tomorrow you're ready for the pro day, and this is a big thing right now for NFL guys to do. You get something painted on your cleats or your spikes. What would you want to see the bottom on your feet when you're about to launch off on that low 4.440?
Flames. I think I want some flames on it.
There you go, man. Set it on fire.
Yes, sir.
Tremont, man, you've been a real pleasure. Like I said, I mean, I've heard a lot of good things about you, and so it's always that much better when you get the guy on the show to kind of look, you know, talk to him. And hey, set that thing on fire. Best of luck to you tomorrow at that pro day, and obviously you got the 27th as well to shine again and show these guys what you got. But great career, and as we always say to all our guests before we let them go, stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for having me.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Tremont Smith, second Arkansas DB. And this kid is, I mean, I loved how he kind of talked about it. I mean, this kid is really a shutdown type corner. When you look at this kid on highlights, the tape that we could pick up, I mean, this kid is a pure corner. There's no gimmick about this kid. He has all the utensils. He has everything in the toolbox that you need to make an impact, you know, and I think he can do that at the next level. I think he's going to be a guy that, you know, later round guy, but nonetheless, once he gets in training camp, I think he has that karma. The coaches are going to kind of, you know, be drawn to, and he has that ability. Nonetheless, the teams are going to be attracted to as well. So best of luck to him. tomorrow. I cannot wait to find out how he does, and I hope it's a fantastic day for him. As always, we appreciate you listening to the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.